From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Celebration in Seattle, where the city council has signed off on an increase in the minimum wage. Under terms of the measure, the minimum wage there will gradually rise to $15 an hour, the highest rate in the country. The matter of upping the minimum wage has dominated local politics for months, with Mayor Ed Murray, who was elected last year, promising to raise it. NPR's Martin Costi says it won't happen overnight, though.
The wage won't just jump to $15. It'll start phasing in. It'll take a number of years, and eventually when it hits $15, it'll then be indexed to the cost of living. So there will be an inflation index built in. So it's not an overnight $15, but it certainly will be a much higher minimum wage than any other place in the country.
NPR's Martin Costi in Seattle. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is in stable condition at an American military hospital in Germany following 5 years of captivity under the Taliban. Bergdahl will at some point head to Texas for further treatment. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, some of his fellow soldiers are not welcoming him back.
Former Sergeant Evan Buteau was Bergdahl's team leader at a small combat outpost in eastern Afghanistan. When Bergdahl walked away from his post 5 years ago, Buteau says soldiers scoured the area looking for him. And over several months, six soldiers lost their lives in the search.
They were on directed missions in search for Bergdahl when they were killed.
The Army will at some point question Bergdahl about why he chose to leave his post and decide whether to charge him with desertion. Meanwhile, Congress is asking whether swapping five senior Taliban prisoners for Bergdahl was a good decision. The Senate committee will hold a closed-door hearing in that exchange next week. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Republicans in Congress are already vowing to come out against a plan outlined by the Obama administration to sharply reduce carbon emissions over the next 15 years. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions maintains the plan will cost jobs.
It's going to adversely affect the economy of America. It's going to drive up the cost of every household's electric bill.
Planned part of the White House's centerpiece to deal with global climate change will let each of the 50 states determine how to meet individual targets set by the EPA. Under the plan, the U.S. power sector would have to reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 30% by the year 2030. Two of the biggest tribal-owned casinos in the U.S. say they are rolling out online gaming. Foxwoods Resort Casino and Mohegan Sun launching websites that have online versions of their games. In justifying the move, the two casino companies say they want to be prepared should internet gambling become legal in their home state of Connecticut. Casinos have found the sites offer value as marketing tools and sources of market data for regulation, even if users can't actually yet wager money. Foxwoods says some 50,000 users have already set up accounts on its online casino. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 26 points to close at a record high, 16,743. The NASDAQ was down 5 points. You're listening to NPR. A public memorial service is now scheduled for Wednesday for Lewis Katz. The co-owner of the Philadelphia Inquirer was killed over the weekend in a plane crash near Boston. Service will be held at Temple University in Philadelphia, where Katz was a major donor. Investigators say they're still trying to piece together what happened when the small private plane with four passengers and a three-person flight crew crashed on takeoff. Katz and another man had reached a deal to take over the newspaper along with Philly.com website just last week. Apple has taken its first big step into the growing mobile health and fitness market. At its annual developers conference in San Francisco today, the company announced the release of its new product, HealthKit. From member station KQED, Andrea Kissick has more.
It's already a crowded field with more than 40,000 health apps monitoring everything from your activity level to your weight. Apple's new health platform will pull in data from third-party apps and consolidate them into one health profile. The new health kit could potentially interact with wearable devices like Apple's much-anticipated iWatch. The mobile health market is growing rapidly. A new report out from Rock Health, a San Francisco-based researcher and startup incubator, says digital health funding doubled this past year to nearly $2 billion. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Kissick in San Francisco.
The weekend box office is showing a strong debut for Disney's new movie Maleficent, which raked in upwards of $70 million in its opening weekend. Featuring Angelina Jolie, the film beat early forecasts, easily beating out Seth MacFarlane's Western comedy, A Million Ways to Die in the West, which opened in third place with a tepid $17.1 million. Last weekend's top box office draw, the last in the X-Men Chronicles, fell to second place at $32.9 million. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington. Support.